so elated that you love us so much. We're so elated that you do so many wonderful things for us. Every single day, it seems like your blessings just keep on flowing. So we appreciate you so much for that. So, Lord, as we speak today, we ask you, let your word go out and touch someone's heart. Let someone have a greater desire, a greater passion, a greater love for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. First of all, I want to say, let me share this real quick off script, right? After service, often people like to talk to me, right? And I like it, except I don't like to counsel after church, right? So people often want to stop me after service and want to want me to counsel them and talk to them about issues and problems. And I'm not even in their mind frame, right? So you need to almost make an appointment or something to call the office and do it, because my mind is not there, right? And I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I try to get out and say something. So I miss so many people after service because I want to say hello and I love you, thank you for coming. And I don't do it because somebody handcuffed me. And then they be talking, and I'm never rude, but you need to just make an appointment in the office and then set up a meeting, and we can meet during the week, all right? But Sunday morning is not the time to do it, because I want to say hello to everybody, because I have a lot of people that come, and they never get a chance to say hello to me, because I never make it to the front door, and I need to chew me out every time I get home. Where were you at? I said, Blaine, Teresa. Come on, Blaine, Teresa, right? So, listen, I'm excited about this message today. It's so important, right? Because we're talking about the power of the mind. But I'm going to talk to you guys. There's seven principles. Some people say it's 12, but it's seven major principles in the kingdom of God, I think, is so crucial. But I'm going to talk to you guys about the master key, the key that really unlocks all the doors, right? And so the master key is really your thought process. It's your mind. It's your superpower, right? So God gave us all a superpower. So we have to understand that God is mind, right? And God is all mind, and he's a spirit. And from God's mind, he created the universe, and he birthed the universe from his mind. So God thought it into existence and brought it into existence. Jesus came to really show us really about who we were in God and try to show us our worth, our great. So a lot of people really take the narrative that he came and he died for our sins and all that. But if you listen to Jesus' teaching, he never really talked about that. He really talked about this relationship, man, who you are in him and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, right? And that's what he really was emphasizing. So the narrative, man, well, he died for my sin, it make you seem like this person, man, that you're this horrible person and you're a great sinner, and you need to be saved by God, right? And a lot of times people take the narrative that the devil has so much power, and it seems like God is losing all the time, right? And everything happens, and everybody dies, and the devil wins all the time, and we don't win until we get to heaven. Well, I don't think that's the purpose, right? And so Jesus was telling us, he said, when you pray and you talk to your Father, pray and say this. Pray that thy kingdom will come, and that his will be done in earth just like it is in heaven, right? So now, that's important when we think about our superpower, right? Because I really believe with all of my heart, man, based on scripture, that the Holy Spirit or God resides in us. That's why I said your body, Jesus told us, your body, Margaret, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that means God resides inside of you. Now, as above, so below, right? So when you think about God and the creation of God, how he created everything, God really spoke everything to existence, but everything was in the mind of God, and then he manifested when he spoke it into existence. But it really was the mind, so the universe came from the mind of God. Now, everything that happens in your life, right, operates in your mind. Remember that. It's important because that's your superpower, right? So people are always trying to get your mind. That's why they say it's a terrible thing to waste, right? Your mind is so powerful because it's your superpower. I want you to think about everything that goes on in your life. It comes through your mind. Everything comes through your mind. Your salvation, your deliverance, your healing, Everything is in your brain, your mind is so powerful that it's the control center for your entire body. So you really can literally heal yourself from your mind alone. You can be sick from your mind alone. I got up this morning, so I had AFib. This is an actual fact, right? So I went in AFib 2 days ago, right? I'm in AFib, Tasha, and I can't breathe. Half the time I'm out of breath, and I'm short of breath, JB, and I'm trying to do stuff at the church, and I'm sitting down. I can't even get up out the chair. I'm asking Nardine to help me up out the chair. So Nardine said, "You all right?" And she wanted to give me some sugar, but when I'm in AFib, I don't even want to kiss her, right? So I'm in AFib, and I'm out of breath, right? And then all of a sudden, this pain shot through my neck and down my shoulders, and the pain was so excruciating about 2 o'clock this morning that I had to get up out of bed. The pain was at a 10. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was just crazy pain, right? And I'm sitting there, and I know, I really believe in my heart that this world is not real. I think it's an illusion. It's the mind of men. Everything in the world is created from the mind of somebody, right? Humans. I know I got to get into that a little deeper later. But anyway, so I'm saying, I said, okay, God, the healing is inside of me, right? So he says, how a man thinks, so is he, right? So I told my wife, I said, listen, I got to go into my meditation and I got to go breathing because I got to get this thing under control, right? Because this thing is out of control. My shoulders feel like I got literally bricks on them. And the pain is shooting all down my neck, all down my back. I'm in so much pain, right? I can't put no pillows up under it or nothing. This is last night, right? So I got up this morning. Our dean said, honey, how you doing? Are you in AFib? I knew I was, right? I said, no. I said, I'm not in AFib, right? Right? So she said, okay. And so then I went into my meditation for an hour. Right? So I close my eyes, I go into meditation for an hour, right? I come out of my meditation, right? And in my meditation, right, I become nothing, nobody, no time, no nothing. Nothing. My body doesn't even exist in my meditation. The world doesn't even exist, right? I said, okay, God, it's all you. I said, now I need you to do what you gotta do, right? I got out, came out of my meditation, I tore our dinner, right? I said, my AFib is gone. So I got a machine. I check it. I'm back in regular rhythm because she think I wasn't gonna preach it. She thought I had to call Terrio. All right. I said I'm back in rhythm. I'm good. I'm back in the game. Right. And I got up, and I did not have no. The pain is gone. In my shoulder. Right. Now listen, it was all here. Right. So my mind controlled my body because your mind controls matter. And it's nothing but energy, molecules, and all. So my mind brought it all together and said, I told this thing, you got to get under control, right? And I had to talk to my body, and my body doesn't control my mind controls my body, right? Because my mind is my superpower, right? So when you think, the way you think is the way you're going to be, right? And most people are in the situation they're in because of the way they think. But listen to me now. If God resides in me, right, he tells us no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Now, the weapon is always going to be an internal weapon. I don't care what anybody do on the outside, Pierre. The weapon is always internal because you got to determine whether you want to let it bother you or not. Now, we can give the devil all this credit. I kept saying, man, why the devil always win and God lose? God said, the devil don't win. He said, that ain't the devil. Quit blaming the devil. He said, that's you. He said, you have a choice. And you just want to blame it on somebody else so you don't take no ownership. As long as I can blame it on somebody else, I'm good. He said, no, this is you. So you get the shift. So listen, so all I got to understand is if this is my superpower, this is important. So your thoughts are your superpower, and they can make you or break you. So you find some athletes is really, really good. And the ones who think they can't do it, they won't ever do it. And some of them, they can do it because they think they can do it. Right? Somebody else say you can't, but they do it because they think they can do it. Because it's not what you say I can do. It's what I think I can do. It's my superpower. Now, God is residing in me. I'm his temple. So my body, now if you really study it, and really study it, you are a very sophisticated machine, right? But if you really, really, really dig down in it, man, you really nothing, man, but a bunch of vibration and energy. That's all you really are. If you really study it, the molecules, and you ain't nothing but a super power pack. Because every cell has a negative and a positive charge. Right? And so that's why when I used to go to the parties, I knew the party was gonna rock. Because there ain't no party to Stu get in the house. Right? So I knew once I get it, I could change the energy of it. Now, we have the power. Now listen, here's how you know I'm telling the truth. You can be at home. That this is only for the women. You can be at home. Cooking clean, did whatever you want, everything's fine. Come in the house, and your husband changed the whole atmosphere of the house. Now we can reverse it. And it happened the exact same way. Nobody did anything, but just because they stepped in the house, the minute they stepped across the threshold, the energy vibrated from them and changed the whole dynamics of the house. Now watch this here. But those who know who they are, right? When he stepped through there, you know what they said? The devil, you are a lie. Right? They know right then and there, you won't have no power over me. You better go. And some of them so bold, you better go sit down somewhere. You better go. Don't bring that up in here. Right? Now, what they're saying is, I'm not going to let what you do affect the way I move. Because you don't get to determine that, because that's my superpower. Now, greater is he that's in me. So if I know God resides in the mind, so above, so below. So God created everything happens in the mind. God regulates through the mind of a man. Your imagination. God works in your mind. People tell you all kinds of stuff. I think they was didn't want us to know. Because if you tell people the truth, you can't control them. If you tell them God resides in them, then you don't have no power over them. But if you tell them God out there, you can control them, because then you can do all kinds. But if I know who I am, no weapon and no devil in hell can stop me when I know who I am, right? And so you have to know that you know. And it's whatsoever, however man thinketh. Jesus was trying to tell us something. He was trying to tell you, if you think. He said, listen, this is real good. If you had the faith of a mustard seed. Now, faith ain't got nothing to do with nothing but the way you think. Faith is all about what you think. I don't care what anybody else tell you. They can tell you all. People can tell you about the Holy Ghost and that you ain't got it. They can say anything they want to say. They don't control what's going on inside of you. Only you control it. They can say it. You can yield to it, but you got to give it up. You got to believe that you don't have it. You got to believe you can't do this. You got to believe you can't succeed. You know, how many people somebody told you can't do something and you knew you could do it, but you yielded anyway? You back anyway. No, I can do it. I don't understand why I can't do it, because I know I can do it. They said, you can't do it. You this and you that and you this. And you know in your mind you can do it. You back. Now, you know, everybody not like Dr. Briggs. Dr. Briggs bold, right? So she step on out there and say what she got to say. Everybody don't have that boldness like her in Pentecost. They won't step out there and tell you what they mean. They not like Tasha Oaks. Tasha's like a bulldog, right? When she come at you, she come at it with all force. And when she believe it here, you ain't moving. I don't care. You can be Pastor Duran or the Pope, right? That's how you got to understand who you are. Now, watch this here. This is important. How you think is how you move. I can tell how you think by the way you behave. I can tell the way you think, how your superpowers, by the way you move. You insecure, something wrong here. Because why am I insecure about you when God created me in his image? and I'm secure about another human being? Why am I afraid of you when I know who I am? Because fear, I got to determine if I'm afraid. You know, the law of polarity, right? The pendulum swings. It's a rhythm. Wherever there's fear, there's courage on the other end. I just got to swing it. Now, if I want to stay over here and be afraid, so be it. That's why some people say to me, I don't know why I'm not afraid. Right? You say, I don't understand why you're not scared. Because I'm not you. Right? Now, the thing is, the way you think is the way it is. Everything you do is based on the way you think. If you want to be, listen, you are so smart and so brilliant. And man, women, listen, this women live is the bomb, right? If you take it back further, everybody, this women liberation, this, what they did is they got sick and tired of people telling them what they wasn't. And they spoke up. And when they spoke up, this women liberation, this thing is getting out of control. No, it's because I'm tired of you trying to control me. When God didn't design you to control me. So you don't get to tell me I'm inferior. Why am I inferior? Because I'm a female? When I brought you here? You wouldn't even got here if it wasn't for me, but I'm more inferior than you. It's got to be a mindset. Why do you feel like you're superior to me when I brought you here? Come on, man. Quit playing with me. Right? But if you think it, if they can beat you down and make you feel like you're nothing, watch this here. You're going to do that. They're not doing it. They can't beat you down and make you feel like you're nothing. Because they can talk about you till you're nothing. It don't mean a hill of beans until you accept it. You have to know your superpower, right? You have to know your superpower. That's important. Now, listen to me, right? Here's what Corinthians says. Know ye not that you are the temple of what? You are the temple of God. Hold on now. If you're the temple of God, that means God is residing in you, right? So you tell me what man or what woman is greater than God? So why do I fear you? If I know I'm his temple and I believe it in my heart, right, what's going to stop me? Well, you don't know how I was raised. Yes, a lot of us was downloaded in from our environment and our ancestors been downloaded a lot of garbage in our life. Because our grandparents was broken. Our grandparents were broken. Our great-great-grandparents were broken. And they kept, and they said, listen, whatever you do, whatever you do, be careful. Because what we do, we put fear in people. We create fear because we're afraid. Then I download that thing in my system, then I become afraid. But you watch this. Kids not scared. You say, don't you go over there like, shoot, I'm going. So then what you do? You whoop them. Because they're not afraid. I'm trying to protect you. No, you're scared. So you have a fear. Right? God didn't give them a spirit of fear. We put fear in them. And say, you're supposed to be afraid. He said, but it's going to protect you. And a lot of us stay stagnant because we are scared. So we get paralyzed. In our mind, we know we should be moving forward. Because your mind is your superpower. Your thoughts is your superpower. Wherever man thinketh, listen, you can't hold me down. I was riding in the car with my brother this morning, and he got in the car, and we talking about God bless. And I said, man, don't you know God bless you every single day? Man, I need God to bless me. Do you know, listen, there's not a person in this room that God has not opened up the windows of heaven and poured you out a blessing that you don't have room to. But here's what we do. Well, this ain't enough. I got an apartment, but I need a big house. You know, I get a car. He give you a bus pass. No, I need to get there. God keeps on blessing us, but we don't see the blessing because all we do, we think of the negatives. We think we don't have nothing, right? And once you think it, you will be in poverty for the rest of your life. Now, you get out of poverty by thinking your way out of poverty. It's the way you think. You know, I can take the poorest person in this room, I mean the one who don't have nothing, right? And I promise you, I can take them in a week time, you'll think they're a millionaire. Because all they got to do is change their dress up, take them to another community, and make them think they're somebody. And they'll start believing it. And I just got to keep giving them a few dollars every now and then, and they know they ain't broke. I just got to give them $20, $25. So every time they want something, just give them a couple dollars to get what they want. It'll change their whole mindset. Right? Then you turn them loose, and if they don't be careful, you know what they do? They'll go right back to their default. Because your subconscious runs 95% of your life. And it's all in the past. Most of us are running our life on the past. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he said, man, this is crazy. Man, this is what happened to me, and you did this. I said, man, don't bring that to me. Don't you bring that to me. I said, you can't make me think it's me because you made a bad decision. We can blame somebody else. But in reality, if we be honest, is our thinking. It's our stinking thinking. Right? So, listen. Now, watch this. Watch the power of the kingdom. Because the kingdom is so powerful. He says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is where? It's in you. Listen, God's kingdom, his governing influence is inside of you. But do you believe it, though? You know, Pierre and his wife built a house, beautiful house on Marquette. Me and Ardenia, we got ready to build a house. I was scared. So I bought a house already built. I'm not telling the truth. They didn't have no fear. I'm not going to run into the thing, go halfway down there and don't have no money. I don't know what's going to happen. Beautiful home. We have a beautiful home, right? But I didn't have the courage. It was me. I had the fears, so I wouldn't build. I wanted to build a house from scratch. I wanted to build my own, but it was me. It was my thinking. I had the money. I had all the resources, but I was scared. It was me. So I never built my own house. So I said, shoot, I got a nice house. Somebody else already built it for me. So I took the scripture. You know, other people going to build it, then you live in it. But what happened was I just took that thinking and moved that way. It's all about the way you think. You know, Terrio and his wife and Ed and his wife, and they said, listen, we're going to buy some property. And Ed said they're going to. They're going to do some Airbnbs, right? Terrio and them said, we're going to rent some. Ardenia said, let's do it. I said, nope, I ain't doing it. I had all the money. I said, I'm not dealing with them renters. I'm not dealing with them people. I could have had a lot more money down the road if I had it, but I didn't do it because I was afraid. But here's another thing. Nobody really taught me. But the difference between me and Terrio is Tasia mama, they was doing it already. So she convinced Tasia, we can do it. And Tasia told Terrio, we can do it. And Terrio like, okay, let's do it. He said, I'm going back you in this thing. We can pull this thing off. It's all about the way you think. Everybody say the way you think. The kingdom is inside of you. None of us should be living beneath our privilege when our father is the king. Listen to what Romans says. He says, I'm begging you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. He said, I'm begging you, right, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, the reason why he said that, because your body is that piece where God is reside in you, and he used your body to operate with the five senses in this world. He says, so yield it to God. Believe that your body is God, then you won't sleep with so-and-so. Then you will value you. Everybody don't get you. I won't be on your list. I won't make your list. because my body is too valuable, because my body is the temple and it's sanctified. Right? Now, listen, y'all know I'm telling the truth. It ain't the person that's doing it. It's you. You got to know your body is the temple, God. Because they not tricking you into doing nothing. You doing what you want to do. Because the way you think is going to come back to your superpower. This is how I thought about where so-and-so tricked. They didn't trick you. You did exactly what you wanted to do. Right? Now, so you got to think. But if I think different, I'll behave different. I met a lady one time. She said, I just got to have a man in my life. She got up and testified in church. So what you end up doing is getting your heart broken multiple times. Right? But that's the way you think. So it's because that's the way you think. That's how you watch your superpower. Right? Because it's your thought process. If you want to change your situation, change the way you think. You know, you watch some people, man, they look so good. They just look like $1 million, Coach Shaw. They just look like $1 million. They broke as a joke. But in my wallet right now, I got a check for $1 billion. I'm a billionaire. Yeah, listen, y'all laughing. Am I lying? I'm a billionaire until I try to cash it. So I carry it in my pocket to remind me so I move like I'm a billionaire. So I ain't never broke. Right? So you got to think. It's how a man thinks, so is he. Right? So then Roman goes on and says, and be not conformed to this world. This world is the people who don't really know who they are in God. It's a lot of us, man, don't really know. We go to church, but we don't know who we are. Because we think this world is real. But if you think this world is real, that's a whole other subject, though. Because everything in this world is the mind of someone else. There's nothing real. We getting ready to redo the lobby. So we called Sister Kim up, my God sister, and I said, Kim, we want to redo this lobby, right? So she come in, and she looked, and she, y'all got all this down. And I got home, I told Ardina, I said, you know what? That's her mind. We about to put her stuff on display. She about to give us her creation in her mind. Watch this here. It's your imagination. It's the way you paint the picture. God gave it to you. So you paint the picture the way you want to paint the picture. Because it's going to be your, everything is, so you realize that. So now I don't get worked up. Because of what you came up with. Now, that's just your mind. Mine is different. I think different. Right? So I behave different. Someone told me about my church. Well, somebody said, well, you talk about love too much in your church. I'm like, okay, then go to the other church. I don't care where you go, but wherever you go, you're just going where you're thinking. So I teach what I think, and I believe it. If you don't agree with it, don't sit up under me. Right? But most of y'all kind of agree with me a little bit. Right? And yeah, so y'all can, like, I kind of roll with that. That kind of sound like kind of right. Right? And so then you start to move, you start to think a certain way. And once you start thinking it, you know, y'all remember, how many people remember the time when that movie came out, The Forge? When The Forge came out, I just mentioned it, and then Pierre bought all them tickets. Right? Now, that, listen to me. Me and Pierre had a talk later, and we was talking, and he called me often, right? And so we often thought, he said, Pastor, I was making a decision. I thought about what you said. Right? And so you always want to influence people, man, with the love of God. Right? So you always try to tell people about who God is in their life. And that's why I always tell you, it's not about you, it's about the other. Because once you start thinking about other people, God blesses you. Because I think all the scripture is about relationships. But if you're a selfish, egotistical child, the only one, and everything got to be your way, you can't get a woman. If you're a man, you can't get a nothing. Because nothing's going to satisfy you because it's all about you. Because that's the way you think. Right? So you think like the world. But once you get God inside your life and he start working in your life, you start to think different. That's why I tell people when they decide they're going to leave the church, I say, I don't care where you go because you don't belong to me. I don't think you belong to me. But wherever you go, remember, it's an inside job. It's going to be how you think. You can move over here to so-and-so. You think he can preach good. He's going to preach good for about 6 months, and you're going to get right back to default. Right? And it's going to come back to the way you think. So you move. So that's why you got to get your heart right so you can think like God thinks. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Right? So once you start thinking like Christ, it changes everything. You start to see things different. So he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Everybody said transformed. You got to change. But you got to change by renewing your what? You got, Regina, to change the way you think. You got to change the way you think. I don't care what nobody say. You got to change the way you think. Because a lot of us have been programmed incorrectly. And we spend so much time trying to judge other people because that's the way we think. So we spend all this time trying to find fault and flaws in other people instead of thinking about what I can be in Christ. So if I think I can love you versus trying to figure out what's your faults and what's your flaws, it's going to be, that's the difference between a gossip and helping somebody. When you think like Christ, you think with a mindset to help and serve people. When you think the other way, like the world, all you think about, well, so I don't understand why she was. She wearing a little short dress. I don't understand why. Maybe that's all she got. Well, I ain't going to ask her. Because then I may have to buy one. So I'm going to leave it alone. Right? Everything is the way you think. Right? Now, he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. Everybody say prove. What is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's God's perfect will. It's only going to come in your mind. Listen, I wish. No, I don't wish. I take that back. God, forgive me for lying. Right? Because I don't wish I was a little kid no more. But if I was their mind, the world would be in trouble with what I know now. If I know how to mind, if I had this knowledge now, couldn't nothing stop me. Because I know who I am in God for real. So whatever you bring up, whenever you try to bring something to me, I know it's not good for me, you can't give me a joint. I'll make you give me a, you had to write a, do a dissertation on it. Tell me how it's going to benefit me for real with all the attributes other than to feel good. Because everything has a cause and an effect. And I'm going to ask you, well, what is it going to do for me 5 years down the road? What's going to happen when I can't afford it? What am I going to do when mama won't give me no more money? What you going to do? Are you going to give me some then? You going to give me some a vape then? Well, no, shoot, you get your own. Well, I think I better pass up on this one, right? Because you got to think. And if you don't think for yourself, somebody else will think for you. And most of us are letting other people think for us. But if we think like Christ, I'm not jealous of nobody. I'm not afraid of nobody. I'm not insecure because I know who I am because he resides in this temple. And just like he resides in me, he resides in you. I'm no better than you. You have the same superpower I got. And the superpower is him inside of us. Right? Now, here we go. And I'm about to close it. Change. Everybody said change. Change your thoughts. And you will change your life. So if you don't like what you're doing, if you don't like what's going on, do an introspection. Because if you change your thought, I promise you'll change your life. But you'll never change your life without changing your thoughts. It don't happen. It's always manifested in the mind first. Then it's manifested out. It always starts here. So I got to change the way I think before I change the way I act. So if I don't like it, I better read something. That's why he said some of us perish because of lack of knowledge. We don't have no knowledge. Now, he told us that I love, I wish above all things that you what? Prosper. God told us, I want you to prosper. He told John, John would tell him, God, he's listen, I wish above all things that you prosper. My intent is for you to prosper. Listen, if I'm going to reside in you, I want you to prosper. I'm not going to be inside of you and want you to fail. Why would I put me inside of you for you to fail? I'm not even going to put me inside of you for the devil to have a benefit over you. Why would God reside inside you and say the devil's stronger? We give the devil so much credit. Why would God reside in you and say, well, you know, that devil, he's something else when he created him or her or whatever it is? See what I'm saying? So now if he resides in me in his spirit, because he's a spirit, and that spirit resides in me, greater. So I don't care what you bring up against me. I don't care if it's an illness. You know, sister, I look at Sister Knox. Every time I look at Sister Knox, I be like, man, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a guy by the name Dr. Joe DiPenza. He broke his back. He laid on the bed for 6 months face down, refused to take medication, surgery, anything, and healed his body with his mind. Literally healed his body with his mind alone. All we got to do is change. Change it with, it's called transmutation. Nothing in this life is the same. Everything changes all the time. So if I don't like the direction I'm going, change the way I think. And then I change my course of action. And God is always going to show you him, right? Because the kingdom is inside of you. And was it in your mind? Everybody said my mind. God resides in your mind. People going to say all kind of stuff. Listen to me. Hear me out. So when I leave here, they're going to get on social media, and they're gonna dog me out, Tiffany. And when they get done, I'm saying, when y'all get done, I want them to tell me something different. Because it's not a person in this room can tell me there's not a decision made in your life, man, that you don't make it first in your mind. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care if it's the Holy Spirit. You can say anything you want. You ain't even going to receive it till you accept it in your mind. Because it can be there, but it'd be powerless. That's why he says, when you believe, I got to change the way I think first. I got to believe this thing before I operate in the power of it. It's all about what's going on here. That's your superpower. That's why you think everybody's going crazy now? Depression, anxiety, everybody taking Xanax and all this kind of stuff. I'm just too sure I got a day to drink. You don't need no doggone drink, or you don't need no weed. You don't need none of that stuff for real. I promise you. Listen, I'm serious. Because all you're doing is taking a chemical or something to try to activate what's already in your brain. The power's in your brain. Study this stuff. It's going to activate something inside your system to make you behave a certain way. I talked to a young man the other day. I said, why you do it? He said, man, it give me courage. Of course it does. I said, I didn't want to say you was foolish. I want to say, food is in your head already. You just gave the alcohol more credit than what it should have had. You just got a little tipsy and then you came out. But you was there already. You just didn't know it. So once you start thinking it, now listen to me when you leave here today, and I'm done. Whatsoever you thinketh in your heart, so are you. Young ladies, young men, I don't care whatever you do. Remember, there's a warring on the inside. It's called the law of polarity or duality. There's always a good and a bad. The pendulum always swings to the left. Well, if it go this far to the left, 90 degrees, it's going 90 degrees to the right. And somewhere in between is degrees, where you end up on it, right? You got to know where you are, because you're going to be given both every single time. But the way you think is going to determine whether you're on the negative side or the positive side. And most of us stay in bad relationships because we're so broken, we don't even know who we are. We don't even value us. So I stay there while people mistreat me and say, well, you don't understand. Well, it is what it is. No, it's because you are broken. Can anybody call you no B and slut and you ain't nothing? And you ain't gonna never mind. You don't mean nothing to me. You still there. Right? That's because you're broken. That's because you're broken. Can anybody beat you upside the head and you stay? You're broken. You say, I need to be there. This ain't a counseling session, but it's real. It's because that's our thing. Somebody told us don't leave. I got to stay there. What's telling you that? Who told you that? Somebody else, because your mind is telling you to go. But guess what? You won't go because you're afraid. Because fear will paralyze you. And fear is the way you think. Everything is the way you think. Okay, I got to go. I got to stop this thing right now. If I get in some trouble, I'm about to get in trouble on that one. Right now. So, as we close, remember this, right? We are all born with inherited ancestral programming through evolution, stuff that's been passed down and down and down. From the time we were born, people have been telling us this, this, this. Jesus came and said, you got to be born again. The reason why he's saying, he says, you got to really realize that you got to be born spiritually and operate and know who you are spiritually, because thinking is a spiritual thing. It'll change the game. It would change the game. And so our subconscious belief, it pilots our life, right? But our subconscious don't have no power when we're conscious of our subconscious. When I'm conscious of my Christ in me, my subconscious don't drive the car no more. When I'm conscious of who I am. But when I'm not conscious of who I am, I run my life through the past. All my emotions, all the garbage. You understand what happened to me? How did you? That's your subconscious talking. But once I become conscious of my subconscious, that thing don't have no power. I can put it in the, guess what? I can put it in the sea of forgiveness to remember. Listen, God said I'll put it in the sea of forgiveness, right? The problem is we looking out there, little crystal, for him to put it in the sea of forgiveness. He said, I'm inside of here. You got to put it in the sea of forgiveness to remember no more. You got to forget it because it's over. You know, if we had a bad game, I'm not going to hold on to a bad game. It's over. That's what Mike Jordan said, man. Kobe said, that was a bad shot. He said, I'm going to shoot the next one then because that's going to be good, because you got to have a short memory, because I got to be conscious of my unconsciousness and realize today is my birthday. I'm thinking different today. Jazz, you all right? Woo, want to do it? Everybody stand to your feet. Let's close this thing out. Get the Lord a hand clap. Hey, no weapon in hell can, no, I mean, no weapon in hell. So I don't care who bring it from out here. Once I decide it don't have no power in my life, it doesn't have any power in my life. I don't care how they bring it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for his teachings. Thank you for residing in us. Thank you for reminding us that we are your temple and you reside inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for the powerful mind and our imagination. And Lord, we can't do nothing apart from you. Let us always be conscious of you. Let us take your word and let it control our life. Take every facet of our life and move in the direction you want us to move. Oh, we love you so much. Lord, as we leave this place, never ever your presence, please be with every single person. Touch them, Lord, and remind them who they are in you. Remind them that they have a superpower, and you're behind the superpower. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would like prayer, the altar will be open. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, God bless day.